Joining us today on SBS Radio is visual artist and founder of Brisbane-based artist community, Queensland Filipino Australian Arts Association Incorporated, o QFAAA, Miss Ivabel Bernabe. Maraming salamat sa pagpaunlak mo, Ivabel.
Hey, thank you, Celeste, for this opportunity. I really look forward to this interview.
It's good to catch up with you finally. Kumusta naman kayo dyan?
We're all good, actually.
Kayong mag-asawa ay mahilig bumiyahe. No? Sa mga biyahe niyo, karaniwan mo rin ibinabahagi yung mga likha mong pinta. Namimiss niyo ba ang pagbiyahe?
Oh, definitely. Kaya nga, parang nawawalan ka ng subject matter to paint. Nagiging creativity drought tuloy yung aking situation ngayon. Mm. Oo, parang nawawala yung inspiration mo. Maybe because nagdo-dominate yung isip mo sa economy and your health. We are thinking of lots of things right now that is not normal. So,
Tama ka dyan. Marami makaka-relate dyan. Ivabel, many of our listeners are always curious of how our kababayans forge their own path here in Australia. At marami naghahanap syempre ng inspirasyon, lalo sa mga panahong ito, no? Na mga nagpaplano ng mga susunod nilang hakbangin sa panahong makalabas na tayo sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon. Well, let us begin our chat with the time that you moved to Australia. When was that and how did you start your life here?
Yes, okay. Originally, ako from Dipolog City in Mindanao, right? Mm. Now, Australia became my home since 1988, so medyo matagal-tagal na. But you know what, like many migrants, the first few years was a struggle to get a career path pagbago ka sa lugar. But I became a customer service consultant and worked my way up and stayed in the same company for 23 years. Mm. So I'm happy with that kasi nowadays, na-notice natin, mahirap mag-stay in one company yung mga bagong generation ngayon, di ba? Merong advantage and disadvantage and that one as well. But anyway, talking about art, sa aming pamilya maraming mga artists. But my form as an artist came late. Parang late bloomer, wika nga. Mm. Oo, I am a self-taught artist. And ang calling ko was age 43, mga 43 ako noon, when I was physically challenged, health-wise. Kasi nagkasakit ako. Mm-hmm. So, I used to be active doing outdoor activities, but my health restricted me from doing my physical activities. So, I decided to do some paintings. Now, without any formal lessons, I paint from the heart. Painting became my exercise to express my feelings and inner thoughts. While I'm still working, this is just sort of yung passion mo. Mm-mm. Kasi minsan nagbabalance ka eh. Mm-mm. Yung work that is just for bread and butter. Alam mo, gumagawa lang ako during weekends and my day off. And you would not believe how much work I've done. This is the thing. It became my therapy. So nagiging prolific ako. I could not wait na mag-weekend now or my day off. Mm. And you know what? Nare-realize ko nung tinitingnan ko yung mga artwork ko. Ang dami ko palang baggage. Nakikita mo doon eh. Expression mo kasi yon. Believe it or not, my health improved a lot when I was after a while. And eventually recovered from my illness.
Very good to hear, no? Very inspiring din. Mm-mm. Na ito ay, kumbaga, naging avenue mo for personal healing din habang ikaw ay nagtatrabaho sa telecommunications. You're quite an established artist here. Your art is well sought after here, I believe. Yung mga likha mo ay sumasalamin din sa mga kwentong Pilipino, tungkol sa pamilya at relasyon, at syempre sa kultura natin. Which one are you most proud of? And which one of those has truly made an impact in Australia, you think?
Nakakatuwa kasi yung history ko. Kasi self-taught nga, di ba? So, my plan was to just complete the walls of my house for some pictures. Pero ang mga friends and families were saying that it's very good and unique. And I thought they were just polite, no? So, later on, parang na-curious na ako. I went to see an art curator sa Logan Art Gallery. To my surprise, happy siya to see me and my work and describe it as, sabi niya, unique and fresh and book me for a solo exhibition. Nakakatuwa to. So I thought at first it was so easy to do a solo exhibition, but apparently not. But you know what? With me kasi, hindi ako mahilig sa ibang art. I just focus on my own. That very day changes my life to a different direction. I have two very distinct style. Yung isa very nostalgic, yung black and white ko, it's more on a very emotional about life. In fact, my favorite subject is mother and child. And the other one is called Beyond Colors, remembering yung mga childhood experiences ko sa rural areas. That's the most popular among Filipinos, especially.
Let's bring the conversation to the current. Ngayon na, syempre itong pandemya, no, bawat tao ay may natatanging karanasan. In what way has the pandemic drastically changed the way you live or create art?
I think the effect of me is not having the lack of personal interaction with other people and not seeing the world. It really affected my creativity.
But there must be some opportunities that you see in the way things are shifting, in the way people live. How do you see the landscape change for artists and creative professionals post-pandemic?
Well, with us, there are other ways na hindi yung talagang yung creation. Like, say, I was talking with a friend and we were thinking of doing a workshop for those people who are interested in art. I have to do something that will to steer my mind again. And then it started to feel like I'm an artist again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel good today, so most likely I will be doing something and then be prepared with the upcoming exhibition.
Meron bang mga simpleng, kumbaga mga ritual na maaaring gawin sa bahay for those people who might be struggling to find inspiration in life in general? Para, kumbaga pagkagising mo, parang paulit-ulit na lang itong araw ko.
Correct.
O paano, may mga maipapayo ka ba na paraan na
yes,
para makakuha ka ng inspirasyon sa mga mamunting bagay sa iyong tahanan?
Yes, yes. This has happened to me before, this creative drought. So what I did is, actually, iaano mo, ibibreak mo yung routine. Like, say, if you seem to be always sitting down in front of the screens, like computer and TV and things like that, like, you go out and do some gardening. And that's what I've been doing for the past weeks. Nag-garden ako, nag-arrange ng mga small things, you know. It's also kind of an art, but not with paint. Parang ma-awaken a little bit ang isip mo. And also, if you can walk outside, that's the best thing, actually. Kasi maraming nangyayari while walking. Kasi ang circulation daw, magaling. So, pumupunta daw sa utak yung ano mo. And then you can actually think a lot of things while walking, which is true.
Magandang advice. Finally, Ivo Bell, no, it's cool weather. Napakaganda ng panahon natin dito ngayon sa Brisbane. Hindi man kita mabisita dyan sa inyo, pwede mo bang ilarawan sa amin kung paano mo ipipinta ang paligid nyo dyan sa inyo?
Today is a very pleasant day, actually. All you have to do is just put a light jacket. It's very sunny and it's beautiful. Very quiet. Serenity now. It's all beautiful. I cannot ask more. So more on yellow, because that's sunshine. Happy colors. That should be it today. And I hope it's going to be a long time of happiness. So it's up to us to really change the trend. So let's just be happy.
That's wonderful. Maraming maraming salamat sa oras mo, Iva Bell. Hope we can meet and catch up face to face again not too long from now.
Thank you, Celeste. It's my pleasure. And I had fun. Thank you very much. And also thank you to SBS Radio for having me.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntyre.